This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's now 7:03. Cloudy. Some of the rain is pushing out to the east now. It's clearing up in Fort Worth into the mid-cities. Still some light rain falling in parts of Dallas, but as you move further east, some heavier rain. But again, that is pushing away from us at this hour. Our top story this morning.
There's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
You never know what you're going to get. It is a day for stormy weather, that is for sure.
Now I just want to drink a martini.
Right?
And take to the bed.
Yeah, no kidding.
But instead, let's check in with NBC5 meteorologist Ryan Jones.
Thanks to a cold front, we are seeing a lot of rain fill the sky for this Memorial Day forecast and a flood watch in effect until tomorrow morning. I'm NBC5 meteorologist Ryan Jones, and I've got your Monday Memorial Day forecast.
Let's check in now with KRLD's Alan Skaya, who's been out keeping an eye on the roads in Fort Worth this morning. Alan, is it pretty slow go or is it quiet out there?
No, it's pretty quiet this morning. I think a lot of that is because it's Memorial Day. So, you know, we would normally have that rush of traffic at 7 o'clock. Everybody's getting to work. But today, a lot of the highways around downtown are moving smoothly. And the rain here is pushing out. So you're getting a break this morning. But it's not a guarantee that other Memorial Day events, if you've got something planned today, that those are going to go off without a hitch. National Weather Service says the severe weather threat is going to be low as these storms push off to the south, but some of them are starting to build now back toward the west again, too. So that doesn't mean we're not going to get any rain today. Carry the Load actually wrapped up early because of the storms. You've always got crowds for that at Revachon Park in Dallas. People walk for a loved one or a fallen service member. Carry the Load, they do this as fundraisers for veterans groups. That started Sunday. It normally goes through the night, but with the storms in the forecast, they wrapped up last night at 8:30, and now the rain is pushing out. So, yeah, we're drying out here. You can still see clouds, but looking off to the west, you can start seeing it clear out that way, too. Live in Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you so much, Alan. This portion of the news for Trajan Wealth, and of course, when it rains, people lose power.
KRLD Power Outage Update.
Taking a look at the numbers right now, it's okay in some areas, but not so great in others. Right now in Tarrant County, we have about 7,500 homes and businesses without power. Dallas County, 7,700. Collin, about 9,000 people without power. And Henderson County, about 5,700. And Palo Pinto, 663. And of course, a lot of people are traveling this holiday weekend, and with the rain, that's just slowing things down. Let's take a look at that.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
Right now at DFW Airport, there are 132 flight delays in and out of the airport. That is a huge jump from the last time we checked. 132 delays, 11 cancellations out of DFW Airport. Security wait times, it is running slow at C-11, C-20, and E-33, about a 20-plus minute wait. At D-22, D-18, E-18, and E-18, about a 10 to 20 minute wait. At Love Field, we have 50 delays in and out of the airport, one cancellation. Security wait times, 5 minutes for general boarding, 3 minutes for TSA pre-check.
Lots of accidents this morning. A travel advisory through Highland Park along 75 and heavy delays heading into downtown Fort Worth. We'll take a look at your drive in just about a minute and a half.
Thanks to a cold front, rain will fill the Memorial Day forecast. How long it'll stick around for North Texas, coming up.
I'm Chris Fox in Austin. The Texas House decides it shall not vote against Ten Commandments legislation.
I see what you did there. You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Heather Behrens. John Little has the morning off. Police are still looking for the jet ski operator who ran over and killed a kayaker at Grapevine Lake yesterday.
It was really pretty bad. The kayaker was out off the shoreline at Oak Grove Park when a jet skier came in and blasted into the kayak, leaving those on shore shaken.
I'm feeling bad for them. And it's like actually like a sign out to be careful.
The kayaker didn't make it, being pronounced dead at Baylor Scott and White in Grapevine. The jet ski operator didn't even bother to stop, and the manhunt continues today. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Legislation requiring Texas public schools to post the Ten Commandments in every classroom is one step away from Governor Abbott's desk.
There being 82 ayes, 46 nays, Senate Bill 10 is finally passed.
And with that, the Texas House did something it refused to do in 2023, pass Ten Commandments legislation. State Rep. Candy Noble sponsored Senate Bill 10 in the House.
Nothing is more deep-rooted in the fabric of our American tradition of education than the Ten Commandments.
House Democrats argued the legislation violates the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. State Rep. James Tallarico.
When the government starts to decide matters of faith, that becomes really dangerous for all of us.
The bill still needs final approval by the Texas Senate before heading to Governor Abbott's desk. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
An international flight from Tokyo to Houston is forced to make an emergency landing in Seattle early Saturday, after a passenger attempted to open an exit door mid-flight. That'll do it. Dallas Stars trail the Edmonton Oilers 2-1 in the Western Conference Final after a 6-1 loss in Game 3. Game 4 is at 7 o'clock Central tomorrow in Edmonton. We've got a flood watch in effect for Dallas and North Texas through tomorrow morning. Expect flash flooding, strong winds, hail. We got a brief midday break, but more storms tonight and tomorrow. Memorial Day is going to be a wet one.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD. You're listening to the KRLD Morning Briefing. We're going to fill your head this morning with a lot of useful information in our 20 minutes of nonstop news, weather, and traffic. All we ask is when they say, "Where did you hear that?" you tell them it's from us. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This portion of news brought to you by Trajan Wealth. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show now, 7:23.
I'm Heather Behrens. John Little has the morning off. Camp Sweeney is gearing up for a powerful Memorial Day event that supports kids with type 1 diabetes. Play for the Day is set for this morning at Lake Highlands North Park with a timed 5K and other activities. Camp Director Dr. Ernie Fernandez says T1D is a condition that affects 1 in 400 kids.
When someone is diagnosed with type 1 diabetes as a child, it does change their life forever. They go from trying to make a soccer team, make a basketball team, to suddenly having their world change, to taking insulin multiple times a day, changing peptide changes, testing their blood, and counting their carbs.
But kids with type 1 have a chance to attend Camp Sweeney for 3 weeks this summer, where their condition is normal, and they fellowship with other kids who are going through the same thing.
7:24, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute.
We're sending humans back to the moon.
NASA's Artemis mission plans to return humans to the moon, putting some investors over the moon about it. Carissa Bryce Christensen, founder and CEO of consulting firm Bryce Tech.
Today, the vision is to build an architecture that allows a lunar ecosystem to emerge to support continued activity on the moon.
An economy that involves mining moon fuel. Water ice, recently discovered on the moon, hydrogen and oxygen are components of rocket fuel, meaning the moon could end up being wildly profitable.
There are many ideas relating to that, from resource extraction for purposes of fuel or finding unique resources that are valuable on Earth to moon rock jewelry.
The moon, also seen as a platform for future crewed missions to Mars. All this means the moon could become a bigger piece of the overall space economy, already projected to be worth $1.8 trillion by 2035. Denise Pellegrini, Bloomberg Radio.
It is 7:25 now at News Radio 1080 KRLD.
After getting whipped in Edmonton yesterday, the Stars are now down a game in the Western Conference Finals. In Edmonton, the Oilers netted 4 unanswered goals to take Game 3 6-1 and to take a 2-1 advantage in the series. As bad as it looked for Dallas, head coach Pete DeBoer says his guys remain optimistic.
Yeah, I think there's belief in our room. And, there's good signs in our game.
With only 4 games to go, tomorrow night's Game 4 feels like a must-win for Dallas. In other news, President Trump has pushed back the 50% tariff deadline he imposed on the European Union. News Nation's Libby Dean has more.
Extending that June 1st deadline to up EU tariffs. Now he's pushed it to July 9th, over a month away. Now, Trump previously said these negotiations with the EU were going nowhere, and then threatened to tariff the EU at 50% starting on June 1st. Now he's pushed that to July 9th. And this was up from the original 20% that the president threatened to tariff the EU, because President Trump claimed that they had been very difficult to deal with in these negotiations that we've now seen took place on a phone call.
He had that phone call with the president of the European Union Commission. Despite the hunger in Gaza, Hamas is urging Palestinians not to cooperate with a group that's hoping to take over aid distribution.
Palestinians thronged what few aid trucks got in over the weekend. But Hamas is warning Palestinians that the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation has sinister intentions. The UN and aid organizations have refused to cooperate because they say the U.S.-backed group gives Israel too much control over who receives aid. and could force Palestinians to relocate to distribution hubs. Israel insists it's needed to prevent Hamas from siphoning off aid. The head of the group has now resigned.
That's Cammie McCormick reporting. Ukrainian officials say a Russian drone attack overnight was the biggest in the three-year war. Officials say the bombardment included 355 drones, with Russia launching 9 cruise missiles. President Trump is furious about the attacks.
I'm not happy with what Putin's doing. He's killing a lot of people, and I don't know what the hell happened to Putin. I've known him a long time, always gotten along with him, but he's sending rockets into cities and killing people, and I don't like it at all, okay? We're in the middle of talking, and he's shooting rockets into Kiev and other cities. I don't like it at all.
Some civilians were injured, but no deaths have been reported in the latest attacks. Another attack on Saturday night killed 12 people and hurt dozens more. The most recent ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine expired on May 10th.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.